You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Glory to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God that was slain. We bless God for who He is and what He's doing in this season. We thank God for this privilege to be here to really bring forth the Word of God every Saturday evening. God has been good to us. God is keeping us and sustaining us. And we give Him all the glory and praise that belong to His name. We are in Psalm 119. That's the series we are doing on Psalm 119, 1 to 76. And we see that this psalm is an acrostic psalm. It's a poem or other composition in which initial or other letters taken in order form a word or a phrase. And we see in this psalm, each letter of the Hebrew alphabet begins a set of 8 verses or a stanza. So nearly every verse contains one of 8 words for God's revelation. So we see the only exceptions are verses 90, verses 121, verses 122, and verses 132. Those verses do not have the word for God's revelation. So we see, people of God, we will see all these words in this psalm. We will see word, we will see law, testimony, way, precept, statute, commandment, judgment. All of these refer to God's revelation to us, His creation. So we have to understand, people of God, God is calling us to sit and feast on this psalm and understand what He's saying to us in this psalm. Last week we looked at Chet. And Chet is the 8th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And Chet is a letter of life. It represents infinite possibilities. So we see letter Chet or Heth. You might see Heth in your Bible. It's the same thing, the 8th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. That's what we dealt with last week. But this week we are going to be looking on Tet. Tet. Tet, the 9th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And we see Tet literally means a basket or a nest, symbol of the good in all creation. So we see we are going to be looking from verses 65 through 72 this evening on the letter Tet, the 9th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, verses 65 through 72. So we are going to be starting on verse 65. So let us pray before we begin. Father, we thank You again for this evening. We thank You for Your loving kindness, Your tender mercies towards us. We thank You for allowing us to be here, O God, to go through Your words, O God, and to glean from Your word. Mighty God, I pray that You'll continue to illuminate Your word to us. Holy Spirit of God, we pray that You will guide us into all truth. O mighty God, open our eyes, open our understanding. O God, that we can live Your word. Without understanding, we can't live to please You, Jesus. So we pray that You'll give us understanding of Your word, that we will live a life pleasing and holy and righteous in Your sight. Father, we thank You again for who You are. We thank You for Your presence with us. We thank You for Your people who take the time out to hear Your word. And we pray that they will not be forgetful hearers, but they will be doers of Your word. Let Your word be at the forefront of our minds, mighty God, that we may live by Your word. We may walk in truth and holiness, bringing honor to Your name. Lord, we thank You again for this evening and what You're doing in this season. We thank You for Your presence, O God, and we thank You for illumination of Your word to us as we look to You by faith and give You thanks. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, and we say amen and amen. So, people of God, we are looking on the letter Teth this evening, T-E-T-H, Teth, the 9th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, literally means a basket or a nest. It's a symbol of the good in all creation. It's a symbol of the good in all creation. So we will be looking from Psalm 119, 65 to 72. Psalm 119, 65 to 72. And we are looking on the word from the New King James Version of the Bible. We look at verse 65. It said, "You have dealt well with Your servant, O Lord, according to Your word." You have dealt well with Your servant, O Lord, according to your word, people of God. You have been good to your servant, O Lord. Your word has performed it. You have been good to your servant, O Lord. Your word has performed it. So we have to understand, you have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. So we see, people of God, the psalmist was obedient to the word of God. So if we're not obedient to the word can't work for us. So you see, people of God, the psalmist said, you have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. So we see, people of God, God has been good to us according to his word, but he has sent his word, people of God, to do the work in our lives. But we must be obedient to the word. You have been good to your servant. Your word has performed it. Whatever the Lord has sent the word to, he will perform it. So let us refer to Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, 10 and 11. Isaiah 55, 10 and 11. Let us look at this word. The word said, "For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it." Some people of God, we have to understand. The psalmist said, "God, you have dealt well with me according unto your word." So God has sent his word to perform his word in our lives. The word of God says it shall accomplish, the word shall accomplish what God pleases, and it shall prosper in the things that he has sent it to. So we as God's people must understand, when we are obedient to the word of God, the word works for us. Do we understand that this evening? When we are obedient to the word of God, it works for us. So we must be obedient to the word of God. For God says in his word, whatever he sends it to, it's going to accomplish what he sends it to accomplish. So we have to understand, people of God, that the word has come to do the work in us. Are we allowing God's word to reform us, to reshape us, to transform us? Are we allowing our minds to be renewed by the word, that our thinking will be right? We need the word of God inside of us. We need to be transformed from the inside out. We need the Holy Spirit, who is the transformer. Holy Ghost, transform us by the renewing of our minds, so that God's word can do the work for us. We can be obedient to God's word. We can adhere to his word. We will not become forgetful hearers, deceiving ourselves, people of God. When we just hear the word and don't practice it, we are deceiving ourselves. We are fooling ourselves. That's what James is saying. Don't be hearers only of the word, but be doers, or else you're just deceiving yourself. We don't want to be deceiving ourselves. We want to be true ambassadors for Christ. We want to live for him. We want to walk each day knowing that his word works, people of God. But we must believe the word of God. We must trust his word. So he sends forth his word to accomplish what he has sent it to accomplish in our lives. And people of God, if we believe his word will come forth to accomplish what we desire. For our desire will be in alignment with the desire that God has for us. So we have to understand, people of God, that we must be obedient to the word. We must take God at his word. So as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, they do not return there, the word said, but they water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. The Lord is speaking to us this evening. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty. The word, God said, the word that I sent to accomplish all those things that you need in your life, it's not going to return empty. Why? Because you are believing what God says. You're taking God at his word. We need to take God at his word. His word will not return to him void, but it shall accomplish what I please, the Lord says. What he pleases, the word will accomplish, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. So we have to understand, people of God, that God is calling us to that place of trusting his word and believing what he says. Whatever he says he will do, he will do. His word will perform it. But we must believe the word of God. Take God at his word. Trust him wholeheartedly. Look on verse 66 of Psalm 119, New King James Version. He said, teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. People of God, it comes down to us believing. So we have to believe God's word and let that word reform us. Let that word be in our heart. We see tape means literally a basket or a nest. Let our hearts be that nest that word will come and will settle in. So we have to understand, people of God, the psalmist said in verse 66, teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. Teach me how to be wise. Teach me how to be discreet. Give me discernment so I can know how. I can know how. For I have trusted your words. I have trusted your words. So when the word is inside of us, people of God, when our hearts become that nest for the word of God, when our hearts, people of God, are pliable, when our hearts are mended, then the word can find that place in our hearts, people of God. And what will come from us is the word. We will be producing the word. The Holy Spirit will produce through us, people of God. And we, as God's people, will trust wholeheartedly in the word of God. For I have trusted your word. We must trust God's word. We must take him at his word. He says so, so it is. People of God, whose words are we believing? The psalmist said, for I have trusted your word. For I believe your commandment. I have trusted your word. I believe it. We pray that God will remove unbelief from us. That stubborn, rebellious heart. People of God, we want God to remove it from us. But we want our hearts to be that heart that will say yes to Jesus at all times. Yes, Jesus, I take you at your word. I believe your word. You promised you'll never leave me nor forsake me. I believe your word. You promised that you will be with me to the very end. I believe your word. You promise that no harm will come to my dwelling. I believe your word. We must believe the word of God, people of God. The word of God says, trust in the Lord and do good. And verily, thou shalt be fed. You're going to be taken care of. But we must trust him. The psalmist said, for I believe your commandments. I believe your commandments. We need to believe God, people of God. We need not just to say we are believers. But we need to believe God. Take him at his word. He says so. It is so. So we are called as God's people to walk in holiness and truth. Teach me good judgment. That's what the psalmist is saying. And people of God, many times, to be truthful, our judgment is not right. We don't have right judgment. Many times our discernment is not there. We are not discreet. We are not wise. Oh, we have to talk to the Lord and say, teach me. Holy Spirit, teach me. The word of God said if we lack wisdom, we must ask of God, who give it to us liberally without scolding us. So we want to ask him to make us wise. Teach us good judgment, oh God. Help us to be discerning. Help us to be discreet. And help us to be knowledgeable about you. For we believe your commandments. We believe your word. Look at verse 67 in Psalm 119. He said, before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now I keep your word. So, people of God, the psalmist is saying, before I was afflicted, before I went through all this suffering, I went astray. But now, since he have gone through this suffering, he said, I have kept your word. Before he was smitten, he strayed from the word of God. I strayed from your word. We see he's admitting here that before he went through all his suffering and trials, before he was afflicted, he strayed from the word of God. But now I obey your word. People of God, is a no thing. Are we willing to say, no, Lord, I obey your word? No, I obey at once. In my life, I went astray. But now, I obey your word after I've been afflicted, after I've gone through all of what I've gone through. I now obey your word. People of God, the Lord is calling us to obedience. Obey his word. Look at verse 68 of Psalm 119. The word said, you are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. You are good, O God. The psalmist declared that God is good. You are good and perform only good. Our God is only good. Only goodness emanates from him. We have to understand, people of God, God is good and he performs only things that are good. So the psalmist said, teach me your statutes. Train me in your laws. Train me, Lord. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to train us, to instruct us, to teach us until we learn his ways. So people of God, we need to ask the Lord, teach me your statutes. Teach me your laws. Teach me your word, Jesus. Teach me, and I shall learn. Train me. Train me, Jesus. And people of God, training is not overnight. We are trained until we master that area. So we need the Holy Ghost to train us in the word of God. Train us so that we can live a life pleasing to God, walking in obedience to his word. Look at verse 69. The word of God tells us. Verse 69. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I keep your precepts with my whole heart. The proud has forged a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. The psalmist was saying, the proud are the stout-hearted, set in their own ways, rebellious to God. Proud, the stout-hearted has plotted a lie against me. And people of God, when we are walking for Jesus Christ, when we are living for Jesus Christ, we will have a lot of opposition. We must understand that. So we see the proud has plotted a lie against me. But I will obey your rules wholeheartedly. I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. I am going to obey your word wholeheartedly, God. Even though the proud has plot against me, they forge a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts. I will wholeheartedly live for you, Lord. I will keep your words wholeheartedly. Look at verse 17, people of God. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in your law. Their heart is like melted fat, people of God, unstable. Their heart is unstable like melted fat. But I take pleasure in your word. So we see, people of God, the stout-hearted, the proud, they rebel against the word of God. They are unstable in all their ways. They're like melted fat, people of God. Slippery.
So we have to understand, unstable. But the psalmist said, but I take pleasure in your word. People of God, we must take pleasure. We must delight in the word of God. We must take pleasure. We must delight in the word of God. So God is calling us to delight in his word, to live according to his word, and to walk each day rooted and grounded in the word of God, rooted and grounded in our faith. Look at verse 71 of Psalm 119. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. What is Psalm saying? It's good for me. It benefits me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. People of God, we have to understand, the psalmist said, it did me good to have suffered affliction. Can you imagine, people of God, how can it do us good to have suffered affliction? But the psalmist said, it did me good to have suffered affliction so that I might learn your laws. And people of God, these things happen to us. Many of us have gone through much suffering, much hardship, much pain and trials. But we see these things draw us closer to God. We see people of God in time past, we just go ahead and we wouldn't even sit with God's word and hear what he has to say. But we see when affliction comes, it draws us closer to God. So the psalmist is saying, it did me good to be afflicted. It did me good to have suffered affliction so that I might learn your laws. I sit with your word and I learn your word even during my affliction. So it was good for me to be afflicted. People of God, we have to come to that place of maturity in Christ where we can say it's good for us to be afflicted so that we can learn the laws of God. And we see affliction many times draw us closer to God because we have that time to sit and meditate and think about God and his goodness towards us. And we have time to sit with the word of God. We have time to pray and to seek his face, people of God. So we see, people of God, the psalmist said, it did me good to have suffered affliction so that I might learn your laws. And people of God, we need to learn God's laws. We need to learn his statutes. We need to learn, people of God. Many times we have been taught, but we're not learning anything. We need to learn Christ so we can live him. If we don't learn him, we can't live him. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. We must learn of Jesus Christ. Learn that he's meek and lowly in heart. Learn of his humility. Learn of his meekness. Learn about Jesus Christ, and we will walk in love because he's love. And when we learn him, people of God, we will walk in love, that I may learn your statutes. We need to learn Jesus. We need to learn that he is love personified. So we have to learn him so that we can love the way he loves. We can walk the way he walks. We can talk the way he talks. We can be like Jesus. Our desire is to be like Jesus. And that's the purpose of our Father, that we be conformed to the image of his Son. We have to learn him so that we can be conformed to his image, people of God. We have to have his mind. Let the mind of Christ be in us. We want to learn Jesus, to live him, that the world will see Jesus Christ in us and come to glorify his name. The last verse under this heading, and the last verse is verse 72. We are looking at the heading of Tate, which is from verses 66 through 65 through 72. And now we are at the last verse. The last verse, 72, says of this stanza, the law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. People of God, hear what the psalmist say. The law of your mouth, the words that come from your mouth, oh God, is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. So people of God, the word from God's mouth. The word of God is more valuable to me. That's what he was saying. Than any abundance of gold and silver. Is the word of God more valuable to you than anything else? Is the word of God our priority? Is the word of God so valuable to us, people of God? More to be desired than pure gold. So we, as people of God, have to come to that place where we allow the word to take root in us. As we see and as we go through this letter, people of God, which head this stanza, it means, people of God, nest. It means a basket or a nest. Is our heart that nest? Is our heart that place where the word, people of God, can come and find that place to settle in? Where the word can renew our minds? Where the word can transform us? The word of your mouth, oh God, is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. What is more important to us? What takes first place in our lives, people of God? The word of God tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. Many of us are seeking the gold and the silver and all these precious stones and all these riches and placing them before Christ. But Christ is saying to us this new year, put me first. Prove me. And people of God, we are going to see our lives turn around when we put God first. We have had him at the back burner of our lives. And we are saying, oh, we place you at the highest place. It's not true. We must confess that we have not placed him at the highest place. But we want to place him at the highest place, far above our earthly treasure. For the word of God tells us, where our treasure is, our hearts will be also. People of God, I pray today that our hearts will be at that place in Christ Jesus. For he is our reward. He is our treasure. He is our portion. He is our lot. He is our inheritance. He is everything to us. So we pray today that our hearts will be at the right place, that we can say with the psalmist, the law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. Your word is better to me than gold and silver. God bless you here today. God bless you, people of God. And we pray that this year we will put Christ first in our lives. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word. We thank you that you are calling us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And we pray today in the name of Jesus, mighty God, that these words will fall on good ground, that our hearts will be like that nest that hold your word, O God Almighty, and that our minds will be renewed by your word. Father, we thank you for your presence, and we thank you for what you're doing for us in this season. And we pray that we will not take it lightly, what you're saying to us through this psalm. And we pray in the name of Jesus, you continue to illuminate your word to us, that we may walk in truth and righteousness. Father, we bless and honor and give you glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and we say amen. Amen. God bless you all. Continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Amen and amen. In the Lord is
life. Reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us on 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.